All right, hello everybody, and welcome back into the TNT Podcast. I'm your host, Tim.
And I'm Ted.
And today we are celebrating 1 year of us.
Yes, I cannot believe it's been a year since we formed this podcast. It is unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Like, we just started this up as like a little thing to get us like through quarantine and everything, and we didn't think it was going to take us this far in.
Yeah, we didn't know where it was going to take us. You know, how were we just going to do it until we could leave quarantine? Or sorry if I don't make any sense. I got 2 hours of sleep last night. So, Ted, can you confirm that I look dead?
Yeah, he looks dead right now.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, so we didn't know. We didn't know what we were going to be doing here, and it's been a year.
Yeah,
it has been a year.
So, do you have any moments that like capture out to you? Like the big milestones. I know one off the top of my head that we can say was just finally getting together and doing
that was podcast. A big one. So when we started this, it was Zoom. You know, when Rona first came about, we didn't see each other for what, a solid 2 months?
About a little over a month, month and a half, I would say. The first time we saw each other was at QuitCheck.
Well, yeah, we did like a slight hangout with me, you, and Lauren, where we basically just each sat in our own cars and just talked for a little bit. But, like, actual hangout.
Yeah, that was about, yeah, I would say probably 2 months.
2 months, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the big milestone that, you know, that was towards the beginning of summer when cases were going down. So, like, okay, we can safely hang out now.
Yeah.
And then finally did our first in-person together podcast.
Yes.
In Lauren's basement.
Yes. So the first one we did together was the first of the two parts of our DoorDash series.
Yeah.
Which that was the first episode we did together. And then another milestone for us was finding that location, because sometimes it would be difficult for us to find a location where we could do the podcast.
True. That is a big one. We obviously, like I said, we started on Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and then once we get back in person, we did the first one in Lauren's basement, then we did some in my basement, we did one in my car,
yeah.
in front of your house. You know, we didn't really have a space.
Or really a set location.
Yeah.
So,
or a set in general. We were using my laptop and
mics.
Yeah, just connected mics to it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, now we finally have an actual room.
Yes.
That's still in the works. We're going to be repainting, carpeting. I'm going to get furniture, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can continue doing the video version. We'll get a better setup.
Yeah.
But yeah, that definitely, I agree with that one.
Yeah, because that was big for us. And it took us a while to finally get that set location in. I know, like you said, we were kind of like all over the place. But then once we finally settled in the room that we're at right now, it's great. Because now we're not like going one place to another. We're set in that one spot.
Yeah, with some exceptions. I mean, like the drunk episode we did, that was at your house. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be some exceptions there, but
yeah. But like we did that as like a little little funny thing. If anyone has not listened to that, definitely take a listen.
Oh, definitely.
Ted's a lamp. Yes, I say some funny stuff on there that you should definitely take a listen to.
Also, shameless plug, make sure to take a look at our socials, our website, tntpodcast.com.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. So, yeah, it's been a wild and crazy year since we started doing this. And for those that don't know, the origin of this actually came from an Instagram Live. So a friend of mine was doing Instagram Lives, and I joined in one time and was just talking to him and whatnot. And then one night I decided, hey, I'm just going to go live by myself. And just,
yeah, I'll take the story from there.
Yeah.
My perspective. So yeah, I get a notification on Instagram. Ted went live. So I'm like, what? So I joined the live, and you're like, yo, my boy, what's up? And then I'm like, oh, request to join. So then we're just sitting there talking and stuff like that. And then I just went just out of nowhere. Like, I don't know why we never thought about it, but I just go, yo, we should start a podcast. And then quickly ended the live. We went on Zoom, and
just did.
Started her up.
Yeah. And the process for it wasn't too bad. I mean, you pretty much set it up right away.
No, it was very easy. For anybody that doesn't know, we use Buzzsprout, which I highly recommend. It's very, very easy to set up and get going. It didn't require much work, to be honest, to first start. It was like the artwork was so bad at first.
Yeah, the artwork was a little...
It was rough. Yeah. It was rough.
It was. But then we developed, and shout out to Lauren for creating the logo.
Yes, shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Lauren, for coming up with both our logos.
Yes.
For season one and season two now, and I'm sure whenever we get to season three, we don't know how many episodes this season will be, but... Yeah, big shout out there. But yeah, that was also another big thing to actually, you know, have a real logo.
Yeah,
to establish the one logo. I used or made, yeah, it was bad. Yeah. We like the real first one.
Yeah.
I thought we used like the TNT block for Minecraft because, oh, TNT, it's the name of the podcast. Tim and Ted. Yeah. Whoa, double meaning.
Yeah, we had to come up with something quick for it.
Yeah, we still have the element of the TNT in our logos.
Yeah. Well, we needed something just to get our brand out there, but we had to come up with something quick because we wanted to release the episode right away.
So. Yeah, we released it at like 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we were so excited that we started this. Now, for a couple days, we recorded, like, 3 episodes each day.
We were going in left and right, and, like, we used to, back then, we did, like, 2 episodes per week. That's how much we were really into it.
We did a Monday, Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that, I'm glad we went to the 1 week. So, then we're not running out of ideas or, you know... Don't want to say getting sick of it, but like almost getting burnt out, I guess.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
with it, cause it was just too much.
Yeah, we jumped the gun really quick on it, but it was honestly a good thing because then it kind of established ourselves, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, what is this, episode 61?
Yeah, like 60-61. So like, you know, it's like it's something, you know, after doing this for so long. It's, you get comfortable with it too. For those that you start, like those of you that are like just starting up, it's a little nervous at first when you first like get into it. But then after a few episodes and you're just like talking normal, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. The only difference is when we started doing the video version, which like I said, we will continue at some point once we get more of an established set. But that's the only thing. Then you like, you see yourself in the camera, it gets a little... weird, I guess, at first. Like, when we're just talking, like, right now, then we just sit back and talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Get nice and cozy and just kind of chill back, man.
I mean, you got the cozier chair. He's got my nice, like, computer chair. I got this wooden-ass chair right here.
Yeah, no, really nice and cozy right here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, take that. So, you know, that... And also, too, like, the transition of microphones as well. I mean, going from just a computer microphone to... the snow, whatever that one's called, the snow.
Yeah, what is it, Yeti Snowball?
Yeti Snowball.
That I bought years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
We used that as like one of our first microphones, and now we have an actual mic now. So like it's been a big, big transition, you know, from where we started.
How it started versus how it's going.
Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing how far we've come in a year, as well as the support that we've gotten in that time span, because it actually blew me away of how much downloads we have at this current time, because I didn't expect it to be that high.
And people from all over the world.
Yeah. So it amazed me to see that we reached this certain level and rather so quick, because a lot of people, it takes a lot of time to reach that level.
There's people that shoot up right away. There's people that don't get anywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm fortunate to be where we are. You know, we're going to keep bringing this to you every week and, you know, share with your friends. Yeah. Share with anybody you think would enjoy our, I was going to say faces, but our voices.
Our voices, yes.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I and obviously the one of the coolest things we've done was doing a merch store, which that one was very cool to.
Yeah, we still need to update the designs, so check that out as well on our website.
Yeah,
but yeah, we need to get some more designs on there with the new logo and everything.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to say about our current logo, Lauren did that in one day.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't need to be done in one day, but she literally did everything in one day. Yeah, we took the picture, she drew it. Oh, man.
Yeah, she grinded that out.
One day.
So.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really was.
I'd say so. That also, too, like, just the transition, like I said, the transition of logos. I know when we first started to the older one for season, what was it, season one or season two? The one where we had the field. I think that was season one, right?
How do you not know?
I'm sorry. I blanked out.
Obviously, yes. Season one, yes.
So, and obviously season two, we have the space one, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really cool design. So it's been a crazy like transition to having the backgrounds and being so more clear and just so more like popped out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more eye appealing as we've gone along.
You know, back to like our set. I mean, you can vouch for this. This room. So like my room's right next to it. And there's a door to here. And that's how rooms work. Sorry, I'm tired. It was basically like the crap room where just all the,
like a storage room.
Basically. Yeah, that's all it was. And then, yeah, obviously we started the pod and then eventually I was like, wow, I should just turn this into where we do the podcast. So we have a desk. I had an extra computer. So I cleaned up a little bit and that's how this got started. Then cleaned some more.
Yeah, this room was...
Oh, it was bad.
Wow, yeah. There was so much.
I really wish I took like... when I finished cleaning, I sent you pictures like, bruh, look how clean this is.
Yeah.
I should have taken a before and after.
Yeah, those stuff was everywhere. Like, you couldn't even, like,
it was bad. Walk. It was just... This used to be my brother's room. Mm-hmm. So, once my sister moved out, he went into her room. So this was empty. It's just, I would just start throwing stuff in here. I mean, it was years. And then I finally just got the urge to just clean. So I threw so much stuff out. So many garbage bags worth of stuff that didn't need to be saved and kept.
Hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in here.
It was bad. Like it was real bad. Like I wish I took a picture before.
Yeah, it was like the random stuff too. Like, you know, there was stuff from like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, like a lot. Some of it was my sister's. Some of it was my brother's. Some of it was mine. So like I said, this was like basically the storage room.
Yeah,
all that stuff went. I don't know. It looks so much better. Hopefully I got to figure out with my dad if he wants to like completely redo the walls and redo the carpet or if we're just going to paint in here, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah,
hopefully maybe move some stuff around, get like an actual.
Yeah. Which that will be another big transition for us too. Cause then it develops into the room, the podcast room,
like into the podcast set.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Like we talked about, might have to spend some coin.
Yeah. To invest.
So, invest into the business here.
Yeah. So it's been crazy because it's been a transition that I personally never expected me to do something like this. It kind of shocked me when I first started doing this because I wasn't really much, like as a kid, I wasn't really much of a talker. I was kind of like quiet and kind of kept to myself.
No, yeah. Like before I like knew you, you were always a little shy.
Yeah. I always kind of kept to myself and like, you know, didn't really say much. But as I grew up, I kind of got out of it and just kind of like freely, kind of like was like fooling around and everything. And, you know, just kind of became Ted, basically.
I'm a little bit of the opposite. Yeah. Like, as a kid, I was always the class clown.
I was teaching that. I won that award for senior, you know, the Teacher's Pet Award.
As a kid, I was always the class clown. I was always a very, very, very outgoing one. And I still am, but not as much, if that makes sense. Like, I used to have a YouTube channel, which it is actually the podcast YouTube channel was that YouTube channel. I just went through and privated pretty much all the videos because I started it when I was...
MCPE Informer.
Oof, yeah, that was the original name. Minecraft Pocket Edition. When I was 12/13. Yeah, yeah, so I started on that, so I got used to, like, talking on the internet, I guess. So this was a little easier for me than it was for you.
Yeah.
Since you haven't really done it before.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I've never done something like that. So, like...
I mean, I did that YouTube channel for years.
Yeah.
At least, you know, before I turned it into the podcast channel. Started it, I think it was, like, July 2012. Pretty sure. And I didn't... like, fully stop using it until, like, 2017. Like, I used it for a good couple of years.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I always say it. If I kept that channel to Minecraft Pocket Edition, I would have gotten up there. Because, like, when I was doing that, my views were very high. I should have stayed with it, but, you know, I was just becoming a teenager. Like, when I started it, my voice didn't even drop yet.
Yeah, yeah, I remember watching one of your old videos, and
if you want, I'll let y'all cringe at me. Go on to the podcast channel. This is the one cringe video I kept up on there. It's called Minecraft in Armor. My God, what did I say? Armcraft?
No, you said Minecraft.
Okay, I did. I didn't even mean to say Minecraft, but Armor in Minecraft Pocket Edition. I think it's from 2013, maybe, or it might have been 2012. Either way, it's cringy as all hell. So go give that a listen.
Yeah. So
welcome back to a series. I'm now calling a series now. If you watch it, you'll understand what that is.
Did you make it a series?
I actually didn't. Yeah, I literally said in it. I'm like, yo guys, this is a series now. That is the only one I did.
You let down the subscribers.
Actually, I don't remember if I made a couple of those. I don't remember if it was before or after that one. It was definitely before. Because that one got like 67,000 views. And I'm like, yo, I thought I was so cool. Oh, but it's real how it started versus how it's going moment.
Yeah, I started up 9 years ago. And now 9 years later, you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for me, I've never... like I said, I never really done anything like this. I was always as a kid, I was kind of like the jock guy. I was always doing sports left and right. Never, I was like the jock / the nerd. I was kind of like a mixture of both. So I would be like,
you're like both stereotypes.
Yeah. So I'd be like, you know, I'd be doing really well in school and I'd be doing, you know, doing sports and everything. So I had that balance. And then, as I got older, I mean, I wouldn't say I turned into more of a nerd, but like, I just kind of like, I kind of developed that balance and like kept it throughout high school and now.
Well, I'll bring up a sports moment. You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay. Let me start this and you can finish it. So I was playing this guy in indoor soccer. Our teams were kind of like mismatched because we had like a lot of like the travel soccer players that play for Inferno and everything.
AKA like the good ones. Yeah.
So, we were up like 4-5 and then,
I was on offense.
Yeah. I actually came in late that game. I had a travel basketball game beforehand and I came in late and I started out in the, on the offense. I was on the wing and, I almost scored and I was like, I remember looking towards the sideline and I just go, I put my head down. I'm like, oh wow, I could have scored that. And I completely whiffed. It was a straight shot toward the goal and it hit, I don't know if it hit the left post or not, but I'm pretty sure it just missed it like that by like an inch or two. And I literally was just like,
my luck is just not it today. I wanted to score so bad because I'm always in goal. So, like, I never was always in the outfield or on defense. So, I was like, all right, whatever. So, then I get in goal in the second half. We're up like 4-5-0. I used to come in with elbow pads and knee pads because obviously we're on hardwood. So, like.
Well, oh, yeah. If you, like skid or something across it, that gonna hurt.
Yeah, so that's why I always wore those. People always make fun of me for it, but I'm like, well, I'm diving, so like I gotta save these shots.
And yeah, it's different for all the other players, whereas goalie, yeah, you're always diving left and right, diving onto the floor.
Yeah, I used to get scrape marks when I used to not wear them, so like that's why I wore the pads, so then I wouldn't get those scrapes. So this guy is he's the striker. And
I had a powerful foot.
Oh yeah, he had a nice, nice power. So he shoots it right at me. I catch it, and I start to feel so bad because I'm like, I gotta let the homie score, man.
Yeah, I remember after the game, you're like, dude, I'm so sorry I let you score. I'm like, don't be sorry. You know, if I score, I score. Don't let me score.
I'm like, but it's my boy though. I gotta let him score. like I gotta let him score. You know, like. It's one of those shots where it was so good that it should have went in. That's what went into my mind. I'm like, man, I should have let him score because that shot was a freaking bullet. So, I don't know. I felt so bad afterwards. That's why I was like, man, I should have let him do it. Let's get him score. We didn't play that rest of the season, but my team, we made it to the championship and we lost. We were up 3-1 with 10 minutes left and we pulled for anyone that watches sports, we pulled basically a Golden State Warriors where we were up 3-1 and we choked. So,
were we ever on the same team in baseball? I don't think we were.
I don't think we were. We always played against each other though. I just don't think we ever were on the same team.
No, oh, dude, I sucked at baseball.
I remember playing against you though. I remember playing against you.
I was okay in like outfield, but I sucked.
I was always playing either catcher. Catcher or second base. I was more like in the infield, but then when I played in high school, when we got moved to the outfield.
I was always outfield. It would be rarely I'd be like shortstop or something, but it was more than likely always outfield.
Yeah. I used to, with catcher, catching was fun for me. I used to love it all the time because like I was always active in the play. So like I wasn't, you know, like
just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah. So I was always active in the play. So it was a lot of fun. Doing that.
I do remember this one game. I was in the outfield. I don't remember who it was or whatever. They hit the ball, comes right to me. I catch it. It literally happened in slow motion. I catch it. My goddamn glove falls off.
Oh.
So it doesn't count as a catch. I'm like, God damn it, I have to yeet it. Oh, God, I remember that. I was like, are you kidding me? The one time I actually do something good. So that's why I when was it? Was it going into middle school, I think I stopped? Or was it?
I think after, because I remember playing you in sixth grade.
So it might have been after sixth grade then. So I continue with soccer through eighth grade. Yeah,
because I remember playing you and a few other people that were on the same team. And I remember I was in the dugout the one time. I think I hurt with something and then just like watched you from the dugout. But I also, a little story behind that. Actually, when I was in sixth grade, we had the all-star team. So we were, you know, we did all-stars and everything. I was in right field. This kid was a freaking stud and he hit one right to me. And I was in right field. It was going to go over the fence. So I go back, tracing the ball. I jump up, do like an Odell Beckham type catch where you catch with one hand, like, and go back, caught the ball right over the fence, had it been like a couple feet over, got it. And I'm like, oh my God, I just robbed the kid a home run. That's the only time in my life I've ever done that. And I'm running back. I see the kid throw his freaking bat. It's so funny. I'm like, take that, dude. So, it was funny at the time because I actually had, if anyone's never heard of this, I had coxsackie, which means like your mouth, you have like all mouth sores in your mouth.
That's
so
lovely.
I couldn't talk. So I
will go for you.
I had to talk like this.
Jesus. Yeah,
so I had to talk like this because I couldn't speak. So the, so I'm running towards the dugout and the, the umpire says, "Hey, nice catch, kid." I go, "Thank you." Thank you. Thank you. I sound like Donald Duck. So like, I'm like trying not to like be a jokester, but like, I couldn't talk. So, you know, I'm like, I had to say something. Cause like, I remember like, I was telling my mom, I was like, "I can't talk. I could do yes or no with my head." So I couldn't do anything else besides that. Or else, like I said, I had to talk like this.
You know. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, don't. Okay. A little. I'll tell you how I got cocksocking to begin with. It's a little disgusting, so be prepared.
Oh, dear.
I was at a pizzeria, and I had Skittles.
Oh, I know this.
A Skittle fell on the ground.
I know this.
My favorite Skittle, the red one. And don't. And if anyone tells me that the red one isn't the best one, we can't talk.
Skittles.
The red or green one. Red and green hit different.
So, I agree.
So
I agree.
Yeah. So I saw the red one on the ground, and I'm like, man, I gotta pick this up. My little twelve year old Ted was like, you know what? I'm gonna pick this up, eat it. Next thing you know, next day, I get all these sores in my mouth, and I'm like, oh, was it worth it? Yes!
for the red Skittle?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was. So, that happened. And then, let's see, another sports story.
Let's say for... We got really derailed in this.
No, but it's a little bit of memories. I mean, it's like...
But did you ever hit a home run?
I never hit one over the fence, but I did hit an inside the Parker. But I've never really had the power to hit one. I was growing up, I was more of a contact hitter. So like, yeah. I would always try to make contact with the ball. The power, I never really had that much power, but I used to hit like pretty solid line drives, but not much.
Best I ever did was a triple. It was a line drive straight down first base. I wanted to go for the home run. Mm. They're like, "No, stop. I'm like, let me do it."
Yeah.
I would have made it.
I bunted a triple one time. That was great. And they kept making errors and I kept running and running and I slid into third. Nice little slide. I love those. The best part about sliding is when you slide straight, like you slide and you come up straight. So like,
yeah.
Those are the best. I used to love sliding like that. Cause whenever I used to steal bases, like whenever I would slide and then, you know, come up, I'd come up and go, yeah, that just
yeah.
I was never the
fat. I just did that.
I was never the fat. Like growing up, I wasn't the fastest guy. But like now, like being 21 now, I'm pretty fast.
He is Sonic.
No, I'm not Sonic the Hedgehog, man. Come on, huh? I'm not that fast. Huh? I got a lot faster growing up because back then I was kind of chubby. So like, you know, I was
me now.
Stop. So I would, I was always kind of like one of the last guys because I was never really that fast. So now I'm always like running or doing cardio. So like now this, my speed is all right. Like a lot more better than what it was,
but a lot more better.
I know, not English, but it's okay. but yeah, so like sports growing up, like I played football. I played basketball, I played baseball, I played indoor soccer.
Yeah, I was only baseball and then indoor and outdoor soccer. That's all I did as a kid. Yeah. Till high school, then I did track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did track too for 1 year. But yeah.
One season,
that was it. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was the jock. I literally just did all the sports known to man. But favorite one-wise, that's a tough one to choose.
Well, for me, it's easy.
Yeah. Yours was?
Track.
Yeah. Mine, honestly, as like, just for the guys-wise, football. There's so many good stories that I can't even say on the podcast because they're so bad. They're so bad.
That we'd have to do like an explicit episode. Yes,
that one I'll have
like, to. If you get offended easily, do not listen.
Do not listen to that one. Because, oh my God, was it bad. Yeah. For anyone that wants that to happen, let me know or let Tim know and we'll definitely do it. So, cause there's a ton of stories I could say from football over the years that I could go on and on about.
I got one from track, but yeah, same thing. It's that had to be on that episode.
Yes. Is it the donut?
No.
Okay. All right.
The donut.
But anyway, yeah. So growing up, there's been so many stories and everything like that. And,
all right. So wrap up the sports talk. We'll get back into the main because we really derailed.
No, we did, but we talk about we talked about the background, we went into YouTube and then we talked about our background, it's fine.
A recap with Ted.
yeah. But, all in all, it was fun growing up with the sports and everything, but...
Yeah, it was I did not like baseball. Mm. Soccer, I did love soccer, though. I just knew I wasn't good enough to continue into high school. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't. Yeah. And then I wish I joined track freshman year. I didn't start until sophomore. Hmm. But
I
definitely a lot of fun and kept me in shape.
God. But one more thing that I wanted to add with football. I was going to say... I just lost it. I was about to say it, and I just lost it.
It's all right.
That's all right.
All right, go back to the main topic.
The main topic, obviously, with the podcast. It's been a lot of fun to range topics and
create
a wide variety for our listeners.
Yeah, because most podcasts stick to one topic, like sports, movies. With us, I like how we talk about everything.
Oh, yeah.
You've talked about sports.
Yeah.
We talked about movies, video games, politics, everything.
Everything known to man, basically.
So yeah, definitely go on the website. There is a submission box if you want to give us an idea for an episode. And we'll more than likely do it, because why not?
Yeah, why not?
So definitely go check that out if you have any ideas. But it's just crazy that it has been a year. And that's cheers to many more.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We have nothing in our hands, so...
Ah, sorry. Happens.
We just cheer. Wow.
Now you're just, not... All right, guys, the two-hour sleep for him
it's is kicking in.
Showing up right now, so...
I just glitched.
Yeah, glitched in the system. He had a little lag.
I need a software update.
I know what you're thinking about there. Can't say it on air, but...
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, so definitely make sure to check out our YouTube channel. I'm starting to talk about some cryptocurrency stuff on there.
You will have a solo episode for you guys about all that. So
at least one. There might be two, actually.
Okay.
There might be two. But yeah, definitely check out our YouTube channel. I'm starting to do some cryptocurrency stuff on there. Like, I just uploaded one the other day talking about the new Hoge coin, not to be mistaken with Doge.
Yeah.
It's the new Doge. So definitely go check that out. Check out all our socials, our website, the deal. All so right. We just want to thank you guys for listening. As we do every week, we really do mean it.
Yes.
We thank you for taking time out of your day.
To listen to... Our voices. Our beautiful voices. Oh, yeah.
To listen to two dumbasses from New Jersey.
Hell yeah. So
we really do mean that when we say it every week.
Yes. We thank you guys so much for the support over this past year. It really means a lot. And push out more content and see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Make sure to share this episode, your favorite episode. Make sure to share it with your friends. Get them start listening. And I think that is pretty much it.
Yeah. Get it out there.
That is it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All righty. So I'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
Bye.